Welcome to frontstretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Dolan. Every Sunday, I am joined by Adam Cheek to give us his thoughts and analysis on the latest in the NASCAR Cup Series. This week's race, the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. Adam, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited. This was a very fun and long race, but we got through it, and it made up for its rain delays and excitement for sure.
Adam, Michael McDowell shocked the world and the millions of NASCAR fans. And while he took advantage of a last lap wreck to win his first Cup Series race in 14 years, Adam, where does this win rank in the list of surprise first time winners?
You know, I was thinking about this, and honestly, it ranks kind of mid pack for me because, in fairness, Michael McDowell hit the wall early on, but they were up front for most of the race, or at least in the mix, in the pack. In the lead pack, their pit stops were good. They never really lost ground. It's still a surprise win for sure. They did hit the wall with the early big one. Whereas in Pocono 2016, Chris Buescher was in the right place at the right time when the fog rolled in for front row. And then in Talladega 2013 for front row, David Ragan and David Gilliland, the two front row cars in that race, worked together. And David Ragan got to the front on the last lap to win. So honestly, this one kind of ranks mid-pack in the myriad surprise wins we've had, but it's still a shocker. It's not someone that usually or has ever visited victory lane.
No, Adam, this was not just a long day for the drivers and the crew members. This was a long day for the NASCAR fans and media members. Well, everybody in the NASCAR community. After a 6-hour rain delay, we saw largely single file racing until the final few laps, forcing a series of desperation moves late in the race. On the final lap, well, carnage happened. Brad Keselowski turned his teammate, Joey Logano, on the backstretch in a move to win the Daytona 500, he said, went bad. Now, who was at fault in this wreck that left these two, Austin Cindric, Kyle Busch, and others sitting in a shower of sparks at the finish?
I think it was just a racing deal. It's a super speedway race. It's the Daytona 500. And Keselowski and McDowell made their move and started going low as the field went into turn three. Joey Logano was leading, came down the block, maybe a little bit late, but everything went south from there. And I think if you were going to blame anyone, you could chalk it up to Logano's late block. But the 22, the 2, the 34 basically all made their moves at the exact same time. And I just attribute it to last lap desperation, a super speedway race, the Daytona 500 in a nutshell. It's the biggest race of the year. You're going to get desperate that late in the race.
Adam, final thing before we let you go. This is the second straight NASCAR rain delay for the Daytona 500. Now, if the start time was at 1 p.m. Eastern, like it's been in the past, this race more than likely would have gotten past halfway. Should NASCAR move up the start time to 1 p.m. Eastern? And do you see NASCAR brass making that change for 2022?
Yes and yes for a number of reasons, primarily the fact that we had so many rain delays last year and postponements and everything, and kicking off two consecutive years with Daytona 500s either finishing the next day or incredibly late, and for us here on the East Coast, the next day on both occasions, is something that I'd expect they'll take into more serious consideration for 2022. I know there's so many question marks with COVID this year. There's so many things that could happen where they'd have to move start times all over the place anyway, but next year, I think they'll definitely take this into more consideration with more people being more vocal about making those changes.
Adam, thanks for the time, and we'll talk with you next week to recap the left and right turns, this time at the Daytona Road Course.
Thanks for having me. Can't wait for next week.
Adam Cheek, Associate Editor and Reporter for FrontStretch.com. Well, that is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. You can find me on Twitter at TheBrianNolan. You can find Adam on Twitter at AdamNCheek. And for all the latest on the Trucks, Xfinity, ARCA, and Cup Series, check out FrontStretch.com. From all of us here at FrontStretch, for Adam, I am Brian Nolan. Stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.